Most PhD physics textbooks religiously adhere to the original Copenhagen school, but many research physicists have abandoned it. We now have nanotechnology and can manipulate individual atoms. So atoms that dart in and out of existence can be manipulated at will, using our scanning tunneling microscopes. There is no invisible wall separating the microscopic and macroscopic world. There is a continuum. At present, there is no consensus on how to resolve this issue, which strikes at the very heart of modern physics. At conferences, many theories heatedly compete with others. One minority point of view is that there must be a cosmic consciousness pervading the universe. Objects spring into being when measurements are made, and measurements are made by conscious beings. Hence, there must be cosmic consciousness that pervades the universe, determining which state we are in. Some, like Nobel laureate Eugene Wigner, have argued that this proves the existence of God, or some cosmic consciousness. Wigner wrote, "It was not possible to formulate the laws of the quantum theory in a fully consistent way without reference to consciousness." In fact, he even expressed an interest in the Vedanta philosophy of Hinduism, in which the universe is pervaded by an all-embracing consciousness. Another viewpoint on the paradox is the many worlds idea, proposed by Hugh Everett in 1957, which states that the universe simply splits in half, with a live cat in one half and a dead cat in the other. This means that there is a vast proliferation or branching of parallel universes each time a quantum event occurs. Any universe that can exist does. The more bizarre the universe, the less likely it is, but nonetheless, these universes exist. This means there is a parallel world in which the Nazis won World War II, or a world where the Spanish Armada was never defeated and everyone is speaking in Spanish. In other words, the wave function never collapses. It simply continues on its way, merely splitting off into countless universes. As MIT physicist Alan Guth has said, "There is a universe where Elvis is still alive, and Al Gore is president." Nobel laureate Frank Wilczek says, "We are haunted by the awareness that infinitely many slightly variant copies of ourselves are living out their parallel lives, and that every moment more duplicates spring into existence and take up our many alternative futures." One point of view that is gaining in popularity among physicists is something called decoherence. This theory states that all these parallel universes are possibilities, but our wave function has decohered from them. That is, it no longer vibrates in unison with them, and hence no longer interacts with them. This means that inside your living room, you coexist simultaneously with the wave function of dinosaurs, aliens, pirates, unicorns, all of them believing firmly that their universe is the real one, but we are no longer in tune with them. According to Nobel laureate Steve Weinberg, this is like tuning into a radio station in your living room. You know that your living room is flooded with signals from scores of radio stations from around the country and the world. But your radio tunes into only one station. It has decohered from all the other stations. In summing up, Weinberg notes that the many worlds idea is a miserable idea, except for all the other ideas. So does there exist the wave function of an evil federation of planets that plunders weaker planets and slaughters its enemies? Perhaps, but if so, we have decohered from that universe.